Hey folks, it's Ted Cantu coming at you with the Online Money Machine Show. In the back is Pink Floyd singing Money from 1973. That's the Dark Side of the Moon. It's amazing how many crappy rock bands there are out there today. A lot of our youth don't understand the classics like Pink Floyd. I was listening to 89X a couple days ago. That's our local alternative station here in Metro Detroit. And there's one band on there I just cannot tolerate. It's unbelievable. These guys, I don't know if it's Blink 182 or... They're just really, really super... They whine more than I do. Let's put it that way. Anyways, welcome back to the Online Money Machine Show, where I teach you how to do some pretty cool stuff with online marketing, web marketing, internet marketing. Marketing online is what it's all about. I got a brand new link here I want to share with you off my blog. It's the 911copywriters.blogspot.com. I want you to go check that out. I just wrote this post. I get a lot of people that call me up and ask me how much money I'm making, how much they want to brag how much money they're making, that sort of thing. And, you know, most days I can tolerate that sort of thing. Most days I can handle it. But I will say this. I get some pretty outrageous claims. I got three guys in particular. I'm not going to say their names in the show because just out of courtesy, I don't want to embarrass them. One guy told me he had 100,000 links, which I thought was just ridiculous. First of all, it's ridiculous because even the best marketers only have, you know, 800. Orange Beetle, Dan Kennedy. But this guy claimed he had 100,000 links, incoming links, or I think they were reciprocal links. And, you know, I got to be polite because he's in one of my mastermind groups. And I know the guy, and I think that's a really crazy number. Anyway, I didn't think much about it. Again, another guy tells me he makes $100,000 a day, right? You do the math. That's outrageous. I don't know why he's still here in this state, if that's the case. But $100,000 a day, or it was $100,000 a week, whatever it was. I mean, I kind of tune it out because those numbers just don't make any sense to me. When you see the product he's selling, you don't have that kind of market penetration for what he's doing. There's a third guy who tells me he's an international sensation. The headline on this article actually says, in quotes, first there's a subhead, excuse me. It says, marketing freaks, bullies, and pinheads let me down once again. And then in quotation marks it says, I'm telling you, I'm pulling $100,000 a day. How much are you making? Okay, so I got three people in this category that are always willing to pull up their wallets and spit up numbers of their profits. My eyes are supposed to glaze those over, of course, and I'm expected to shudder in my shoes. I get this a lot from people, so I kind of talked about it just a little bit. But there's a really simple trick you can do. I shouldn't say trick, it's a tool on Google where you can really check. And I'm not talking about Alexa. I'm not talking about going to different tools. Alexa's a whole different animal. We'll talk about that. We've talked about that in the past, but that's not what I'm talking about here. Google, there's a certain way you can check and see how many incoming links or reciprocal links a particular website actually has. Why is that important to you? Why should you care about that? Because if you're dealing with these individuals online and you're buying their products or services and they're telling how great they are, or they're potential business partners of yours, you can really get yourself screwed up pretty quick by not knowing the facts about the other individual. Like these guys. Which is, you know, that could be a lot of problems down the road. But still, you know, these are outrageous numbers. I want people to know out there that you can actually do this simple check and find out, you know, who is who, which is very nice to know. You should absolutely know that before you just hand your money over to these people. So the one guy told me he was netting $100,000 a day. He only had 8 incoming links. I don't know if maybe I'm wrong. If he's actually doing this, and he's considered himself an online marketer, but yet you only have 8 incoming links, you're a genius. Because you've discovered something the rest of the world has not figured out yet. You should be on Oprah. Okay? Number two. Here's number two guy. The one who was an international sensation, he only had 7 links. And I think he's doing some infomercial type stuff. And still, even then, I mean, you'd think there'd be a little more action out there. Surely not the case. Another expert in the field, of his field, he had a grand total of 19 links worldwide. That's not local. That's not Oakland County or Metro Detroit. Worldwide. And, yeah, it sucks. So, anyway, if you talk to them offline, though, boy, they're really convincing that they've really got this down. And they're scoping me out left and right. And you can scope me out, too, for that matter. If you know the trick that I'm talking about, I have 1,800 links. Not 18. 1,800. That's 1,800 links. Okay? And that's just for one of my categories. Another one is, I believe it's for like 25... Was it 25,000? I was up late last night looking at this. It's amazing. My blogs, my podcast show, my personal sites. I've got the links, ladies and gentlemen. And it's cool because that means that my pages are being indexed properly. I got a lot of real estate out there that I can market with. And since I'm already plugged in, there's a lot of really cool things that I can do now with my stuff. Which is great. So, anyway, before I really, really go into the show too much, I just want to say that I've got, you got to be careful who you're dealing with on the web. Chances are people are not who they say they are. And to recap, there's a very simple way to check this. And in fact, I would suggest that you do this with just about anybody you want to do business with to see if they're the real deal or not. And it goes on to say, check out my article database, too, when you have time. Because time is a terrible thing to waste. And the bottom says, this is posted by Ted Cantu, who has 1,800 links. His sites also have, here we go, here's the numbers. 8,900 links. Look it up. If you don't know how to look it up, at least look him up at www.1seomichigan.com. Okay, so there we go. That's my little FYI for the week. And you're listening to the Fine Young Cannibals here with Johnny Come Home from the IRS label. Back when music was music, for crikey's sake. And I am Ted Cantu, an ex-art director for the mean streets of Chicago and New York City. And we are actually going to be planning to move back there quite soon. And we're also doing a really interesting thing here for our coaching people. We're actually going to offer a coaching group. The one last push. This is the last to-do in Michigan for us. Because we're expanding our services. And I got to be on the road pretty soon. So what I'm going to do is actually going to have a 2-day boot camp. But the training comes... The 2-day boot camp's free. But the training is not. So you get the training from me. And then you get the boot camp. We all kind of get together. And then we do the page building live and a really great internet type environment with, you know, large projection screen, and we might actually videotape that too, actually, and that'll be available for all you guys out there who can't make it into Michigan to see this extravaganza. And yeah, any questions on any of the stuff that we talk about today, my number is 888-305-2532. And I'm from the world of advertising. I played around with many different large accounts like Coca-Cola, Citibank, Capitol Records, WWF, Oprah Winfrey, and Unilever, Snuggles, just to name a few. So we've been around the block, more or less. And I do this show whenever I can, whenever I have time to throw a free episode out there for you guys. I usually put one together. And keep you going. Here's a little reminder for one of my last year's efforts. You know, just to kind of recap what we talk about here. If you're just joining us on the show, I just want to show you what we do. We beat 17.5 million pages using organic techniques. This means that we pay zero for pay-per-click fees every month. We do not use any kind of pay-per-click at all because we just don't believe in it and have the budgets for it. And if you want to find out more what's going on in that scene, by all means, contact me. Because if you're paying a ton of money on pay-per-click, you want to find out how we're actually doing this. We're doing this a lot differently than most companies. So these are the new development strategies that dramatically boost websites into high Google search engine rankings. And, of course, we want you to avoid the three deadly mistakes that 93% of all website owners are making. Avoid these and other mistakes and have a website that attracts business. Mistake number one, using a web designer who doesn't understand Google's ranking system. At the time of this writing, which was last year, Google had just recently changed their ranking algorithm. And so we teach you how to create, you know, relevant metadata for your pages. Mistake number two, cluttering your homepage with flash and other animation. I should say useless animation, that people come to your website for information to help them make informed choices. In most cases, they do not come to be entertained. They want to be entertained, they go to nick.com and use the free arcades and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about, all you CEOs that are supposed to be doing your jobs. And, of course, mistake number three, not utilizing the top tools in the online industry to help you gain your fair share of customers. These include RSS, blogging, podcasting, and much, much more. So we always say on the Online Money Machine show that there's eight different families of search engines. Only 10% of your search engines come from MSN, Yahoo, and Google. So you want to make sure that you are using all nine families. And there are nine families. We're just going to go into them just a little bit. We've got blogging search engines, podcasting search engines, video search engines, social directories, niche online directories, and industry portals. And hubs. Don't forget the hubs. Hello, Squidoo, and so many more. And if you want the rest of them, you will have to keep on listening to what we talk about here. So, web video rocks the internet and creates monumental Google rankings. That's another one of my articles here from last year. That was pretty interesting. And, of course, we're putting all this together in a kit. And if you haven't seen our latest boxing promotion, those are pretty funny. We took some pictures last, it was a couple weeks ago, and we put on some boxing gloves and actually went out there and took some promotional shots of ourselves and talked about, you know, how to bring out your inner Google champion. And that's kind of, you know, the things that we talk about here on the show. You know, what's interesting, too, I pulled up some old reports that I think you might be very interested in. If you're looking at selling stuff online is actually a lot more difficult than it is selling offline. And I think you should probably have a fair balance of the two. You should have an offline strategy, and you should have an online strategy. And the two should actually complement each other instead of, you know, being two separate entities. Too many times that we'll actually create an online business, we don't want to spend time looking at it or cultivating it or working with it because we're just hoping that by some miracle, it'll just start making money on its own without any of our input or, you know, from us at all. I mean, and the rarity of that happening is very, very small. It is not going to happen. You're going to have to actually spend time with it and market online. I want to talk to you just a little bit about the Wheel of Fortune and why this works. And by the way, we're going to call this episode, I'm sorry, I didn't even bother. I got so busy carried away with money and all this stuff, I didn't even talk to you about the title of the show. And the title of the show is actually the Online Information Marketing Edition, because there's some very vital stuff here that we should be talking about that a lot of us are not doing on a regular basis. And then we wonder why it doesn't work. But the Wheel of Fortune is where I draw this wheel. I put you in the middle. You're the dollar sign in the middle. And around this thing, I write things like television, radio, billboards, full-page ads. I write all the different types of typical media. And I walk the individual through this wheel. I'll cross off television. I don't do television. I do online video. I don't do radio. This is a podcast, so I don't pay radio fees. I cross that off. I write podcasting. And the whole thing is, as you go through this list, you know, I cross off billboards and full-page ads, and I write blogs because that's the real estate I use. And I never ask people to really jump media. In other words, you know, go find my print ad, see my website address, see my phone number, and then, you know, call me. It's too many steps. A lot of guys don't understand that. That's okay. The ones that do get it, though, are grateful. because what happens is you are able to have, you're online, you see my podcast show, it's already online, you make the click, you go to my site. I never ask you to switch media. I don't say, okay, thank you for listening to the podcast show, now turn this computer off and go look for me on television. See ya. I'll see you there. And then when you get to the television commercial, you're going to pick up my 800 number and you're going to call one of my operators. I'm taking you out of the media and I'm bouncing around all over the place. I guarantee you, you'll say, well, you'll lose 50% of your audience, this or that, which is possibly true, but I can't picture you actually jumping media, and I think the number's a lot higher than that. I think if I ask you to stop listening to the show and then go find me in the newspaper and then call my 800 number, you know, chances are most of you are going to take the show, turn it off, you'll lose interest, something else will get your attention, you'll forget to pick up the newspaper and look for my ad. So I think it's more like 90%. I think I just alienated 90% of my audience. 10% may actually go through the steps, but I'm just really taking myself out of the equation of profitability, pretty much. I've really narrowed down my chances of making money. So the Wheel of Fortune kind of talks about keeping people in their own, you know, their own environment. And that's really what I talk about. And I think I mentioned this before, too, on the show, on podcasting. I have on my podcast show, if I do a teleseminar, I keep people on the phone. I don't say, no, hang up the phone and go to my website and go get my special offer. Because I don't think people will do that. I think you're going to lose a lot of people. So anyway, that's my whole beef on that. And here's something to consider. The online retail market has actually grown over the last 5 years to reach $53 billion in 2003. And it's not fully, overtaken the offline retail market that was once projected by so many experts. But online retail has its own distinct impact on the way the customers purchase their, you know, the products in stores. You know, it's a very different mentality. I think it's harder to sell online than it is offline, actually, in some cases. Because there's a lot of things you got to put in place. And, you know, you got to find out how much people are going to spend, you know, what they're looking for, how to find them, and to cultivate that sort of growth for yourself, for your business, can be very, very tricky. And there's a lot of different reasons why people click off the page and not stay around longer than they're supposed to. And so getting them to get across the finishing line can be a very, very tricky thing for you. Now, what are some of the marketing challenges that marketers face in their campaigns? I would say legibility, a call to action. Website should have a goal. They should be very straightforward. They should have a mission or a purpose. And, you know, you should be able to have that sort of ability to communicate with people, I would think. A lot of websites out there that are like brochure sites. I rip on brochure sites so much because they're ineffective. And in fact, I've been guilty in the past of using them because I think this thing has actually evolved very quickly in the last few months. Brochure sites don't do much except, say, have a phone number and an address and a place of business. I'd rather have a website with a sense of purpose and a reason. You know, it makes a lot more sense to me. But anyway, that's my thing on that. And also, let me check here, going right through my list here. If you're an online marketer, you really should be considered, you should be careful about click fraud and getting booted off of your pay-per-click campaigns. If you are doing PPC, there are some things that you'll have to keep aware of because, click fraud happens with online advertising and, makes you look more popular than what you really are. And they have ways now to check that. So if you're clicking on the same IP address, they can check. And of course, that's probably not a good thing for you to be doing, as you will lose your position. Here's my big question for you. I got some things here. I'm just gonna go ahead down the list, and I'm asking the question I'm really kind of getting at is, Why aren't you doing it? And here's a ton of stuff here that you should be doing. If you're in the info marketing business of some category, you should really be doing this. And I would hopefully that you're, you know, thinking about it at least. I'm talking about using article directories to drive traffic to your site. Using article directories. Write that down. And what's wrong with content generators? Ooh, that's a big one. I've seen a lot of content generators out there that write content from other people have written, and you're better off rewriting the article from scratch because it scrambles up the language to such a point where it's just illegible and it makes no sense. So you're better off, it's quicker actually rewriting it than it is using these. Using clean content design to improve your website stickiness. Interesting. That is interesting. Reap traffic from article directories. Targeted content can increase affiliate sales. And article directories, you should be in them. I don't think you should. It's really undervalued and underutilized from the guys that I've worked with. They do not do this because it requires work. Using reports to build subscription rates. Interesting. Developing newsletters and private mailing lists, which is, you should be doing that anyway. And how to maximize your search engine traffic with great articles. Don't steal them from others, although you can. There's two different ways you can do it. You can write them yourself, or you can actually steal them from other people. And there's many examples that on my own article database. If you go to my site at www.1seomichigan.com, I actually have an article database that you can steal my stuff and post it. And depends. Some sites won't let you do that, but you can do it on mine and many others. So, using squeeze pages to encourage registration. Get link exchanges with great content. That's a really underutilized one, too, getting link exchanges. Building a whole link strategy can be very, very powerful if you do it right. And a lot of times, people don't utilize it just because they don't know how to do it. And I'm not talking about reciprocal links. We're saying, you place my link on your site, and I'll put yours on mine. Not a great way to do it, but we have a brand new strategy that we're employing right now where we can actually get sites with really high PR rankings and including them as resources for our readers on many of our pages. So that is something you want to definitely look into. It's a really cool thing to do. And of course, automated web publishing. There's speed blogging, which is a great skill to have. And message boards and blogs. Message boards, I don't see those too much anymore like I used to, but blogs definitely. And enhancing site traffic with easy ebooks, viral ebooks, and of course, maximize your exposure by writing articles that refer to your website. There's exchange clubs out there that I don't really like too much. I don't like doing the point system. I think it's kind of a waste of time. People that do that stuff are just doing it for the links. They're not doing it for, they're not sincere. They're not really great customers. It's time consuming, and it's very gimmicky. I'd rather be around for the long haul. I'd rather write 50 articles. Through my distribution, I got a way to duplicate that stuff 5 times. So 5 times 50 articles. You know, you're much better off doing it that way. You know, you're going to have a much better market penetration because most of those won't get picked up. The one analogy I always told people was, like, listen, here's what you want to do. If I sent you the Motor City Casino or the MGM Grand or wherever you want to go, I gave you a bag of chips. I said, listen, every time you lose, I'm going to give you 10 more chips. You lose a chip, I give you 10 more. How long would you stay? You'd probably stay until you crack the jackpot. Same thing with these guys. These website pages that go up, not all of them are going to get included. You're going to get some that get included in the index. A lot of them won't. That's fine. The ones that do are the ones that you're going to build your empire on. You follow me? This is a really strong strategy, but it requires work. And you have to sit down and write about what you do. That's the real part. That's the hard part that a lot of people don't want to do. They don't want to commit to it. Either they don't want to do it for financial reasons or whatever. But that's the real strength of your permanency. So if you look at becoming an organic entity online, by all means, you build a foundation. And you can do this with web video too, actually. A web video is an interesting animal because you can actually, I know there's 10 really great web video sites out there, or web video directories, you know, like YouTube and MySpace. Although MySpace video didn't make my list, but I got 10 that I use pretty much that are surefire, guaranteed in spots, and you know, and the Google and Yahoo as well directories. So one clip times 10, you know, that's great. If you got 60 clips, think of this: 60 clips times 10. That's about 600 guaranteed links in Google that are permanent. Those don't usually slip. Those will stay for a long time. We did some clips for some of my financial guys last fall, and those rankings held for ages, and they're still up there. So you should really consider doing that. So these are this is really where I really have to say this too, that search engine optimization is kind of like the basics of boosting website traffic. I like SEO. SEO is great, and I do that, but you know, that's like kind of the departure point for a lot of these things. And you want I mean, that's it. There's a ton of other things you can do too, with link exchanges, banner exchanges. And, you know, these are pretty powerful tools to use in place. And, of course, all that stuff can be found throughout my article database. And, interesting. We talked last time about more recessions coming to the state of Michigan. And I think that's I don't know if that's a wish list for political candidates or something that we're supposed to live in fear of or what, but I will say this: 30,000 people actually left our state last year, and they just left. 30,000 people just said, "The hell with this place," and got out. And I can't say I blame them, but I see this in a lot of companies too. A lot of companies complain about the economy quite often, and the ones that complain the most are the ones that are actually doing some pretty lame stuff with their business. Either they're marketing it poorly, they're not doing it the right way, or they're doing really expected things that used to work maybe 20 years ago, but are getting no results now. I see that a lot. I see that more and more. You know, it's more common. But and the ones who are thriving, the ones who are able to kind of stay afloat in all of this turmoil, are doing, you know, they're doing different things. And also too, this recession thing is. I can't remember a time in my life when I lived in this state, whether I wanted to or not wanted to. It's always been in some sort of an economic foul-up. And I place a lot on bad leadership on many levels, but also, too, your mindset's different. A lot of companies in California, New York, and Chicago don't really experience those same types of dynamics. In fact, Chicago bounced back about 2 months after the 9/11 mishap, you know, the tragedy that happened. About 4 months, if 4 months. This city actually bounced back and had a thriving economy, where Michigan just never, for whatever reason, and there's many reasons, trust me, have just never been able to crawl out of whatever slump they fell into the first time. Could have been 40 years ago, as far as I know. I've been hearing this word recession ever since I remember. And yet, a lot of the businesses that I see here are doing a lot of really expected things, and their marketing is not very strong. So you need to break out of that and get to a pocket of money, or put some systems in place. We can break out of that mindset and start tapping into, you know, to real profits. Okay, so anyway, enough on all that stuff, and we are coming up on 30 minutes into the show. This is Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director for the mean streets of Chicago and New York City. With me today is Frank Sinatra singing Blue Skies from 1934. Pretty cool stuff. And if you have any questions on online marketing or copywriting, it's another failed art for a lot of you PPC guys. you know, you might want to contact me and find out what we do. But we do things a little differently, and we're able to get our markets and our marketing messages delivered, and people take action when we send our stuff out. You have any questions at all, you want to give me a call at 1-888-305-2532. I am Ted Cantu, C-A-N-T-U. I want to thank you for listening to me today, and we're going to go ahead and close the soundboard down on this one. And you can always find us online at www.1seomichigan.com. And if you don't know what that trick is, by the way, on Google, to find out how many links your potential business people claim they have, you want to give me a call, seriously, before you get swindled out of, you know, whatever money you're holding on to. It's unbelievable, but I'm seeing this more and more. And thank God I figured this out, because this is going to really save me. I deal with some real shysters from time to time, and this really kind of helps me put them in place. So hopefully that'll help you too. And it's so good that I can't give it away for free, though. That's the only thing. But you might want to come to our coaching class and, of course, be part of our two-day mastermind spring group, which we're going to launch pretty quickly, because I got to get on the road here very soon. I got to be in St. Louis. I got to be at I'm going to Nashville for the Dan Kennedy Super Conference. I do want to come out to New York City. And I'm supposed to be in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day holiday. My own choice for doing that. And so anyways, okay, folks, enough jibber jabber. I'll talk to you soon. And come visit me online. I'll talk to you later. All right, see ya.